3. In this week's Parsha, as we know, there are many, 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 many mitzvos. One of the many mitzvos in the Parsha is the Isser of Shatnez. Losol ba-shatnez tzemer upishtim yachtav. You're not allowed to wear mixtures of wool and linen. And it's one of the more mysterious mitzvos in the Torah because we're not sure exactly why you're not supposed to wear wool and linen together. There are obviously a million different pshatim. Rashi, not here, but in Kedoshim, says zachok. We don't know the answer. Everyone else tries to give answers. Some of the answers they're given, the Rambam says, because it was the minhag of the ancient over the Avodah Zarah. So you want to stay far away from minhagim of Avodah Zarah. The Ramban says it's to keep far away from mixing species, like from crossbreeding species. So you don't even make them to clothing together. You'll stay an extra harchaka from crossbreeding species. The Bali Tosfos, you know, the Das Akenim and the Rush and the Chizkuni and all the different Bali Tosfos right here, they give two pshatim. One pshat, they say, is because Klayim is really, really good. It's so special. It's reserved for the Beis HaMikdash and the Big Day Kahuna, which are all made of wool and linen. And therefore, it's like chutzpah for you to have fancy clothing like the Paroches and the Big Day Kahuna and the Beis HaMikdash. But the most fascinating pshat is found in the Chizkuni and the Rush and the Das Akenim and Bali Tosfos here. They say it's because of Parshas Bereishis. Because what happened in Parshas Bereishis? There was a mixture of wool and linen, right? We know Chazal tell us that Kayin's carbon was from Pishdan. Kayin brought a carbon of linen. Hevel brought a carbon of Mibichoros Tzono. Tzon is wool. And they sort of mixed together the carbon of Hevel and the carbon of Kayin, and it led to them killing each other and almost destroying the world. Therefore, we have to keep the wool and linen separate to remind ourselves of not to get into that problematic mixture of Kayin and Hevel. Okay, this is obviously sounds like a very, very strange pshat. What does, you know, I understand. Kayin was a farmer and he grew Pishdan, and Hevel was a shepherd and he grew Tzemer, and they had some sichsuch between them. You know, why is that such an important A? Like, why do we have to remember Kayin and Hevel's fight forever? And what does that have to do with mixing things in our clothing? So it's very mysterious pshat. So I heard a really beautiful Hesper once. Why every time we wear clothing do we have to not mix the wool and linen into one unified garment because of something that had to do with Kayin and Hevel? It says, what was the problem with Kayin and Hevel? Problem with Kayin and Hevel was they each did their own thing. Hevel did his thing, Kayin did his thing. And what was the problem? The problem was they had to figure out who was better. Right? They mixed their two things and said, look, this is a zero-sum game. We're all in this big competition of who could be the best. Right? Instead of saying, you do your thing the best. I do my thing, I'll do my thing the best. It's good for the world to have different people who do different things, and everyone's the best at their thing, and everyone's the best that person that they could be. They say, let's mix us all together and say, we all have to be the same thing, and we have to be better at it. And that was ultimately what the problem with Kayin and Hevel. It wasn't just this carbon or that carbon. It's that instead of acknowledging that everyone has their own integrity and everyone has their separate goals and value and success, they mixed it all into one big mishmash, in which case there could be only one winner and one loser. And that's maybe the amkus of Klayin that we have to remind, not that we care what happened to Kayin and Hevel so many years ago, but what happened to Kayin and Hevel is still relevant nowadays. That every time we put on clothing and we don't mix Semer and Pishdan, what we're saying is, remember once there were only two people, instead of acknowledging they were good at different things and appreciating what each other did that they didn't, they said who could be better, who could win in the competition. And if we only perhaps take this message in mind and realize to appreciate everyone does their own thing and everyone does things a little differently, and it's okay if he's better than I am at something and I'm better than him at something else, and we don't have to prove who wins and who loses and who's better. We don't have to mix it all together and figure out who's better. We can leave everyone with their own tchum, with their own realm, with their own integrity, and appreciate everyone separately. Then we'll be much better off. Shabbat Shalom.